We are item number three.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to amend Chapter 16 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the Care Management Organization Governing Board. At our March meeting cycle, we laid this item over.
All right.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members.
Morning.
I'm Maria Ledger. I'm Maria Ledger, Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hudson, our Chief Financial Officer. What was distributed to members of the committee per the request of the chairwoman was additional information specific to the request. The request was to address the committee's concerns, which include the ramifications of amending this ordinance, proportionality of the board, and how this change fits into the grand scheme of things. I attempted to answer all of those questions. I won't read this whole memo to you. But what we provided to you was the role of the board, as we stated in committee, and as Supervisor Roma West knows, as she is a member of the board is advisory in nature, does not approve contracts, doesn't develop or implement policies or procedures for the department. Did some looking in terms of persons served, as again, all members of the community are aware, the Department of Family Care serves more than Milwaukee County. However, when we look just at those individuals that are Milwaukee County Family Care enrollees as opposed to the other counties, we have a listing of people who serve as volunteer guardians. And so a volunteer guardian could be a person from the community who agrees to serve in that capacity. It can also be a family member. Those are considered volunteer guardians because they receive a very small stipend. But we've got 106 that are sort of that we see within our system, and 24 of those guardians for Milwaukee County enrollees reside outside of the county. There is no residency restriction, so when we talk about representing the interests of the of Milwaukee County, those are people who clearly are, those are the legally appointed substitute decision makers and may reside anywhere. Typically for family members, that there'll be people just in the surrounding counties. Also had someone on staff take a look at the membership of other nonprofit boards, and so you have all that information in terms of sort of average membership on boards in terms of numbers. 12, you know, we talk about a trend towards smaller boards for nonprofits, two-thirds of which have 9 to 12 directors. So there's a number of bullet points there. Also when we look at Milwaukee County Department of Family Care is one of several MCOs that serve the community throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we looked at, and every managed care organization has the same contract with the state of Wisconsin, has the same obligation to have a governing board. Some of them are different because they're private nonprofits, so their board functions more as this board does in terms of being a policymaker. But the average number of board members for the other MCOs is 11.14 to be exact. There are other advisory boards within Milwaukee County, with the Milwaukee County government, and I looked at those that are sort of in that human services area. With those boards, there's an average membership of 12. The other item that you asked for us to address was board proportionality. So we took a look at the total population of the expansion counties, which would be those counties outside of Milwaukee that we serve, of Milwaukee, and the percentage of the service area, and then the number of enrollees that we have. Clearly, the majority of our enrollees are from Milwaukee County. This is our base. This is where we have been the longest, but we obviously, with expansion, we want to continue to grow enrollments in other counties. When we discussed this at our most recent governing board, and again, Supervisor Roma West is a member, as is Supervisor Johnson, his point on it was, if we are able to have a small portion of members of this board allowed to reside outside of Milwaukee County, would that aid us in trying to grow enrollments in those other counties, which I was something that hadn't occurred to me, but I think is a valid point. And then lastly, the proposed resolution talks about the way that the ordinance is currently drafted. Board members are restricted to two terms. And our concern is when we have individuals who are willing to give of their time and be present for meetings and really dig in on weighing in on issues, if it meets with the board's approval, to be able to have those individuals serve longer than two terms. So I don't know if there were any other questions that I hadn't addressed within this. I'm happy to throw any additional information that I have.
Supervisor Weisham?
excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ledger. We did talk on the phone about this, and I appreciate you reaching out to answer some of my questions. I just have a question. I received an email from Lee Schultz from Independence First. Have you seen their
no.
request?
No. Madam Chair, Supervisor, no, I have not.
Because in this, she advocates, advocates that instead of reducing the board, it should actually be expanding the board to achieve the goal that that you want. And actually, that was my concern at the last committee meeting, was that just because you reduce the size of something doesn't mean it is going to function more efficiently. And I think it's a lot easier to get a lot of groupthink when you just focus on the same people constantly, and you're a very small pool of people. It's very easy to, one person to kind of take over the dialogue and direction. So I think, the concerns I have still exist, and Madam Chair, I'd like to just make the motion to reject the proposal.
Okay, we have a motion for a rejection. On that motion, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to hear from the department, I guess their thoughts on Independence First and their perspective of expanding this board instead of using the same number and then replacing them with people from more diverse areas of the county or diverse geographically from the county.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, I haven't seen the memo from Mr. Schultz, so I'm assuming there was some rationale behind the notion. He hasn't shared his concerns. I will say that we have had in the past, actually, a representative from Independence First on the board who was unable to continue their membership. So they cycled off. They weren't able to attend the meeting. So we have reached out to Independence First. I don't know, again, having not gotten any communication from them, I'm not sure what they're thinking is. There are very few advisory boards at this size. I think what's important is what we've tried to do, and I believe with the members that we have, we've done a really good job of pulling in individuals who represent members. We have a family care member on the board. We have family members of family care members on the board, advocates, other people with disabilities who are not enrolled in a long-term care program, and professionals who work in the field. So I can't think of anybody currently who served on the board who doesn't have a very specific interest and background in this. This is a more specialized, really, topic. It's narrower than just human services. We're talking about managed care and how that care is delivered. And as, again, the Supervisor Roma West knows, when we talk, there's a quality subcommittee, so we look at the audits that are done every year. There's a finance subcommittee. We now have an ethics and compliance subcommittee and operations subcommittee. So there is, it's very detail driven. So we are very happy with the individuals that we currently have, and we would continue to want to have a very strong voice, particularly for members and advocates. I think that's where your program improves, when people who experience it at the ground level are able to inform sort of how we think about issues. But in terms of the specifics about whether a larger number or smaller makes more sense, I'd have to have a conversation with Mr. Schultz to see kind of what his thinking was behind that.
Okay. Is there any other comments or questions from committee? All right, the motion before us is rejection. So, Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Stamper?
I don't want to reject it.
So if you wish, right, so if you vote, if the vote is for rejection, and so if you do not wish to reject the what is before us, then you will vote no.
No is my answer.
Weishaun?
Aye.
Bowen?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Madam Chair?
No.
One aye, four noes. The motion to recommend this item for rejection fails.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes, I move approval.
All right, we now have a motion for approval. Is there any comments or questions on that motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper?
Aye.
Weishaun?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, one no. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Clutcher. Moving on to item number four,